open up the champagne. Pop. It's my house, come on, turn it up. Hear a knock on the door and the night begins. Cause we've done this before, so you come on in. Make yourself at my home, tell me where you been. Pour yourself something cold, baby, cheers to this.
You're listening to the annual Cleveland Browns Radiothon, benefiting the Cleveland Browns Foundation.
You are listening to the 2016 Cleveland Browns Foundation Radiothon. Log on to clevelandbrowns.com or the mobile app for your opportunity to bid on once-in-a-lifetime items to help support education and youth development in Northeast Ohio. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm will be with you for the next 2 hours, and we're very excited to kick off this hour of the Cleveland Browns Foundation Radiothon with starting quarterback Josh McCown. Josh, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on.
Obviously, a little bit of a crazy week for you, and you are now going to start this Sunday against the Baltimore Ravens. You've been on the other side of it where you were the starter in week one and got knocked out last year. Now it's happened to RG3. Kind of just talk us through your mental process, kind of how the week's gone for you.
Yeah, so, you know, it's obviously unfortunate when something like that happens and to any player on our team. But when you're serving in that role as a backup, you have to flip your mind very quickly and get ready to go. And so that was my mentality. Obviously, from the plane ride home, you know, just understanding what the possibility might be. And then to the way I woke up Monday morning. And you obviously always prepare that way, and your mindset is that way. But it's a little bit more, obviously, active as the day goes on. You know, Monday, finding out what was going on with Rob and exactly what the prognosis was. So we're ready to roll. Start working on Baltimore. Been watching them since yesterday and look forward to getting the plan from the coaches and put a good week together.
You've always been one of what I would call the classiest guys to ever put on a Browns uniform, and the way you've dealt with your teammates and certainly through some what I would call difficult quarterback situations. And I know how supportive you were of Robert selflessly going to coach and saying he needs the reps, let him have some of my reps, that's fine, in the training camp to get him ready. What was your conversation like with him when you got the news?
Well, we both just talked about it, and I was heartbroken for him and just, you know, let him know that. And because when you work alongside somebody, you see how much time they put in and the work that he put in this spring and the summer. And so to have it go this way in the first game, it's obviously, you know, it's a huge letdown for him and the goals that he had. And so just, you know, letting him know I'm here for him, been through, you know, similar situation and you know, I understand how disappointing it can be. So, but at the same time, know that I got to move forward and do the best I can for our team. And so that's the goal. So we both understand it. He's like you can imagine, just extremely bummed and but ready to do whatever it takes. You know, obviously when you're done with bone, it's just about time for healing, but do what it takes to allow that thing to heal and get himself ready to go.
You mentioned the plan against the Baltimore Ravens, which you haven't got yet. You'll probably have here in the next few hours as the coaches are crunching away. How much would you expect, and if at all, that the offense changes at all? Because, you know, Robert is obviously, you know, gifted with his legs and obviously has that arm, you know, ability to throw it way down the field, which we saw, you know, in the preseason, even in week one. How much would you expect it to change now that you're the play caller?
Well, I don't know that that it'll change too much just because of the things that we do is consistent, that we practice throughout the spring and even in the summer, that coach asks from all of us, you know. And so it may be the way that they get done will look different, but I think the plan will stay the same because Coach Jackson's pretty consistent with what he does. So like you said, we'll see that later on tonight and start getting the game plan pushed out to us and we'll get our minds around it, but I don't anticipate, you know, huge changes because we've built a system the way that based on, you know, obviously Rob's skill set, but you know, largely on the skill set of our whole offense. And so So we talk about as quarterbacks being able to step in no matter who it is and function in that offense, and that's our plan.
You're listening to the 2016 Cleveland Browns Foundation Radiothon. Log on to clevelandbrowns.com or the mobile app for your opportunity to bid on once-in-a-lifetime items to help support education and youth development in Northeast Ohio. And one of those items is the chance to play catch and learn to be a pro with Josh McCown. The winner and three guests will have the opportunity to play catch with quarterback Josh McCown at the Cleveland Browns Berea Training Facility and learn what it takes to be a pro. And Josh, as you have generously offered to match the donation dollar for dollar up to $13,000, your half directly to the Cleveland Browns Foundation Adapted Football League. And the date will be determined, obviously, at the discretion of the Browns. But a great opportunity and your generosity there to match that. I know you had a great experience with the Adapted Football League. What was that about for you?
Well, for me, two cousins that are special needs, kind of a longtime friend and spiritual mentor back home, has four kids, two of those are special needs. So people close to me that understand what they go through and what those families go through. And I think sometimes we can take that for granted just in our day-to-day life, especially I have four kids myself and you know, the things that we go through, and we don't have nearly those battles that families with special needs deal with. And so that day at practice, it was fun. It wasn't really a good practice for me for whatever reason. And I was walking around the field doing our thing after practice and came upon that group and just seeing their faces, the faces of the families, the siblings who a lot of times in those families unintendedly sometimes, not, I don't want to say overlooked, but because of the attention that a special needs child draws, sometimes they don't, you know, necessarily get the attention that they need either. So all those things considered, they have a special place in my heart. And so when we talked about, you know, what we can do for that Adaptive Football League and what they're doing for those kids to play catch with them and to see their face light up because they're able to go out there and do things that they see us do on TV and to play on the same field. And it was just a special day. And so from then I just said, you know what, I want to make sure I support this group and do something that can bring value to these families because it's something that, you know, it means a lot to me, and it's a way that we can let them know that we value your process and what you go through every day, and that we understand. We may not completely understand where you're coming from, but we want to do our part to help make that a better life for you. And if, you know, helping fund the Adaptive Football League, if that makes it better for those kids and better for those families and makes them smile, then it's worth it. So that's our plan, and we're gonna match it. And so call in, get in, you know, support it, because it's a worthy cause. And just to see their faces light up that day, we were able to play with them, and for them to be around the game of football is special.
Yeah, and what will they get to do? Obviously, it says play catch here, learn to be a pro with you. I'm sure you have a lot of tips on how to be a pro, Mr. McCown.
Oh yeah, I mean we'll take them through the process. You know what our day is like, and show them, you know, be able to show them some things as we are on the field. We'll do some on the field work. We'll show them what it's like to be in a classroom and kind of give them
tape study.
Yeah, a little tape study, you know, and kind of let them get a piece of what it's like to go through a kind of a mini version of what our process is like to prepare for a game. We certainly won't be giving away any game plan secrets, but they'll get to see, you know, what it's like, and it'll be a good experience. So that'll be a fun event. And again, all those proceeds to such a worthy cause. And it's great to work for an organization who cares so much about the community and wants to give back. And so just encourage you to call and give and be a part of it because it's special and it goes to good use.
It certainly does. And Josh, when you are in an organization like this that gives you the opportunity to do things like that, is that unique in your experience in the NFL?
For me, I've been in a few organizations now, and so for me, I think right up there with the best as far as this group goes, with the way they reach out to the community and their involvement and their ability to get the players involved. And I'm just proud of our team for the way the guys want to get involved. And so a lot of times, you know, you have guys that want to get involved, but for whatever reason, the connection between the community relations and those different people, maybe it's not as good or whatever, so guys don't know where they can serve, whereas here, I really feel like our group, they have so many avenues for you to go and serve and to put your platform to good use and to be able to influence people in our city. And so so it's a hats off to our organization for setting it up that way. And then it's a hats off to the players for giving up their time to do that.
If you want a bid right now, call us at 440-824-3401, or you can visit clevelandbrowns.com. You are listening to the 2016 Cleveland Browns Foundation Radiothon. We're talking with Josh McCown, and Josh has an opportunity for you and three guests to play catch with McCown at the Cleveland Browns Berea Training Facility and learn what it takes to be a pro. And again, Josh generously has offered to match the donation dollar for dollar up to $13,000 with his half going to the Cleveland Browns Foundation Adapted Football League.
Yeah, I just think it's a wonderful thing. And I think, Josh, just continue to talk about, you know, some of these kids you get to spend time with, and just you mentioned their face lighting up. But the one thing that I think sometimes, you know, you don't see is how knowledgeable some of these kids are about the game, when it's like they're rattling off stats and players.
No question.
And like they are so into this football game, and it's like there really are no limitations for these kids mentally, and it's such a great thing when you get to spend the time with them.
Absolutely. That's one of the impressive things, because they can go up and down rosters and name players for you, and they're fans of this game. And so when they get to get out on the field, it makes them feel like they're a part of it. And so much of what they go through day to day, not every room that they walk into, either at school or certainly in different public places, are set up perfectly to accept them. So when you get out, when you can put them in an environment like this, where it's such an exclusive environment as far as talking about the NFL, and to say, hey, we're bringing you in, we accept you, we want to be part of your life and be able to make you smile, and you bring the same thing to us. Because for me that day, it wasn't a good practice, but then I got out there and I was with those kids, and when I walked away and walked off that field, it was a very different feeling.
It's almost like that practice didn't matter.
The practice didn't matter because it puts things in perspective to you. And I believe that in our lives, when things are put in perspective like that, we go back out the next day and practice is better because of that. We're better people because of that. So I encourage everybody out there listening, get involved. It makes a difference, and it means so much to these families. And I think too, when you give, there's something that does for you that makes you better as a person too. So I know certainly for me, it was very fulfilling. And it's just such a worthy group to be a part of, and to see the smiles on their faces. It's really priceless.
Again, call 440-824-3401 to bid right now, or visit clevelandbrowns.com in support of youth development and education in Northeast Ohio via the 2016 Cleveland Browns Foundation Radiothon. And, of course, we're going to tell you all the great items that are out there for you right now. We know about Josh's. You can play catch them, learn how to be a pro here in Berea, and he'll match that donation dollar for dollar up to $13,000. Of course, he is number 13 for your Cleveland Browns, and he will start the Sunday against the Ravens. Last year, first game of the season against the Ravens for you, which was, I believe, was week 3 or week 4 right after San Diego. You went there, set the franchise record for most passing yards in a single game in the regular season, and of course had that great overtime victory. Are you excited to get out there against the Ravens again on Sunday?
Absolutely. And just, you know, as long as the outcome is the same, you know, we want to win the game. It would certainly be great to break that record again too. but as long as we win the game, that's all that matters. That's what we're about, and that's what Coach Jackson has preached since day one. And you know, I look for our group, you know, in every phase to be improved from week 1 to week 2, and we're excited about the opportunity.
Just to let you know, I spent a little bit of time on a radio station in Baltimore, and they are disgusted that they have to see you and not RG3. As bad as that sounds, because of the way you lit them up last year.
Well, you know, obviously that was last year, and it was a fun game and a fun time, and just a much needed win for our team, obviously. But it's a new year. They've gotten some people back, some people healthy, that's for sure. And so it'll be a great challenge for it. But I'm looking forward to it. I really am. I'm looking forward to playing with this group of guys and to play, you know, a regular season game in Coach Jackson's system, because it's, like I've said before, it's been real, you know, a lot of fun to work with him and get to learn his, you know, the way he sees the game. And it, you know, I've learned so much football just being around him. And so Sunday is going to be, you know, we're going to attack this game and, you know, do everything it takes to win this football game, because it's the home opener. And we know that our city's behind us, and we want to go out and show well for our fans and go get this win.
What do you say to a young guy like Cam Irving, who's had some struggles with the shotgun snaps and obviously the big one against Philadelphia? How do you kind of calm him down? And because the truth of the matter is, the only two people who are going to touch the ball in every play are Cam Irving and yourself.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. We just we'll work through it, you know. And those things, obviously, Cam's it was first game starting in a regular season game and that kind of environment at center, and so we'll work through some of those jitters and hopefully those things are behind him. Obviously, you take time to do extra reps and stuff like that as much as you can to create a comfort level, but you know, there's a certain point where you can't recreate that environment, and yeah. And so it's just being able to process things in that environment. You know, acknowledge what happened, what can I do better to fix that and move forward. And I know, you know, Cam's a consummate pro. That's been the neat thing about watching him. You know, as a young player, is how he approaches his job. So I have full confidence that Cam will, you know, bounce back from that and we'll move on, and that won't be something that happens again.
All right, last one, and we'll let you run. We certainly appreciate the time and the generosity. Again, Josh will match the donations up to $13,000. So go to clevelandbrowns.com or 440-824-3401 to bid right now. In all of your time in the NFL, and you've had a long career, you've been around a lot of great receivers, have you ever seen anyone develop quite like Terrell Pryor has, going from a quarterback to where he was last year at this time to where he is now?
Yeah, that's been... It's been unique because it's not – I mean, I've been around a while, and it's not been something I've seen. I've seen guys try it, but
– Didn't you play some receiver for the Lions back in the day? You had a brief stint, if I'm not mistaken?
Yeah, a while ago. I had a little brief stint, and suffice to say, my transition didn't go nearly as well as Terrell's. So he has – it's really a credit to him, and the way he's worked, that's a – You know, you come up in this league, and you, especially this position by nature, is, you know, quarterback. You're in, you know, a leadership role, and you take pride in what you do, and you're competitive, and all those things. And so, by nature, it's hard to relinquish that and say, man, I'm going to go do something different. And so, for him to do that, and it certainly speaks to his athleticism and skill set, but also his humility to say, you know what, I'm going to go do something different. I'm going to go see if I can make my way. And I'm going to, you know, put my nose down and do everything I can to get it done. And he's done that. And so it's easy to root for him to be successful because you see the work that he's put in. He works out in Charlotte in the off season where we make our home. And so I've gotten to spend the last two off seasons around him throwing him balls. And so I see it firsthand, the time and effort he's put into it. And so to see it bear fruit on the field is really, you know, gratifying for him. And so I think we're just scratching the surface. And I think we're for us as Cleveland Browns, it's exciting to have him on our team.
Josh, thank you so much for the time. Thank you so much for your generosity and offering to match the donations up to $13,000 here and for participating in the Browns Foundation Radiothon. And, of course, good luck on Sunday against the Ravens.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me on.
All right. Browns quarterback Josh McCown with us again. Call 440-824-3401 or visit clevelandbrowns.com to bid right now. His opportunity for you. You can win her, and three guests will have the chance to play catch with quarterback Josh McCown at the Browns training facility here in Berea and learn what it takes to be a pro. He talked about some film stuff, the classroom work, all of that. And Josh has generously offered to match the donation dollar for dollar up to $13,000 with his half directly to the Cleveland Browns Foundation Adapted Football League. This is a great opportunity and certainly supporting a great cause. When we come back here on the Browns Foundation Radiothon, linebacker Christian Kirksey will be with us in studio on ESPN 850 WKNR.
You're listening to the annual Cleveland Browns Radiothon, benefiting the Cleveland Browns Foundation.
Welcome back to the 2016 Cleveland Browns Foundation Radiothon. Log on to clevelandbrowns.com right now or the mobile app for your opportunity to bid on a once-in-a-lifetime item, or you can call right now 440-824-3401. And, of course, all of your bids help support education and youth development in Northeast Ohio. And the Haslams, the owners of the Browns, Jimmy and Dee Haslam, have offered to match every dollar donated dollar for dollar. So a huge commitment there. Very happy to be joined now by Browns third-year linebacker Christian Kirksey. He will be participating. One of the items you can bid on, the Cleveland Indians experience with the two men in the middle, DeMario Davis and Christian Kirksey. The package includes four tickets to watch batting practice, four lower box tickets to the Indians against the White Sox at Progressive Field on September the 23rd at 7:10. Winners will also be getting an authentic autographed jersey by second baseman Jason Kipnis, an autographed baseball by starting pitcher Corey Kluber also included. So that certainly is going to be a lot of fun. Christian, thanks for being with us, man.
Thanks for having me.
We're happy to have you here. Let's talk a little bit about this. And you know, are you a baseball fan?
I am. I am a baseball fan. I used to play third base.
Okay, the hot corner.
Yeah, yeah, third base and pitcher, you know, in my little league days.
Okay.
I was pretty good at it. I was going to go that route, but then I picked up the football.
Okay, which has certainly worked out well for you. Have you ever taken, like, batting practice at Progressive Field?
No.
I think you should
never do
that. Would you hit a yard?
Man.
Would you go yard?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't know if I could go yard.
I probably could go yard.
We'll see.
I could go yard with a golf club.
Well, so could I.
Well, everybody could, but right. I don't know if I could do it with a baseball.
Is it a challenge?
Can Christian Kirksey go yard with a golf club? Because we've seen him in the last 2 years at the Browns golf outing.
I've been practicing. I've been practicing, man.
I don't know if you could keep it between the foul poles. That would be the challenge there. All right, let's talk a little bit about the season opener there. Defensively, you guys held him 5 of 15 on third downs, couple of sacks, one of which was yours. How'd it feel to get to the quarterback?
Oh, man, it felt great. You know, Ray Horton had a perfect play call for the perfect play. And once I seen that guard, you know, overset me, I knew I can go underneath. And Derek came, and he actually missed the sack. Derek did, and I ended up coming on the rebound and just getting that sack. So it was definitely a thrill. And to start off the season with a sack is definitely good.
Kindred came on that delayed safety blitz for you, and he kind of whiffed and funneled him right back to you. So
funneled
afterwards,
right
do you give him like a thank you? Are you like, thanks for missing that one? Thanks for bringing him to me? How's that go?
I just told him, I'm like, hey, I feel good. You can have the same feeling if you just make the tackle.
Christian, I know, you know, yesterday we did some taping for the coaches show, you know, out on the practice field, and you were just getting ready to meet up with DeMario Davis to watch some of the Ravens film. Mm-hmm. You know, what did you guys learn against the Eagles as a defense, and what are you looking forward to going out and basically exploring and taking advantage of those opportunities against the Ravens?
So we learned a lot, especially cleaning up some of the stuff that was on film. That you know, we just got to be more sound in what we do. Sometimes you can get caught up in the game and do some uncharacteristic things. And we looked at film, and it really wasn't nothing that stuck out too much to where, like, we go into panic mode, we think we have to like switch out a lot of stuff. It was a lot of little things and little details that we can just fix on our own, and we just knew, like, okay, it's somebody wasn't in that gap, and it's a small thing that we just fix that can eliminate a big run or a big play. So definitely looking at the film, we took a lot of positives out of it. And like I said to you yesterday, we got a lot of young guys, and when you have young guys, all you can do is just tell them to go out there and play fast and
right.
clean up whatever we need to clean up throughout the process. And that's definitely something that is a positive. So just looking at this Ravens team coming in, you know, they're a good team. We all know how the Ravens are. We play them every year, twice a year. So we know what they're going to bring to the table, and we just got to be prepared for that.
One of the things going into that first game was the run defense, the questions right. about the run defense. You guys mm-hmm. held Ryan Matthews to 3.5 yards to carry, 3.9 overall for that team.
Yeah.
What was the biggest difference, do you think, in your ability to stop the run compared to maybe last year?
I mean, it's all about attitude, and that's something that we've been stressing a lot throughout this whole process, through OTAs, through the draft, getting guys that we know that's going to be able to be run stoppers. Throughout this whole camp process, we've been striving on, you know, eliminating the big runs, and we put big emphasis on guys being accountable in their gaps and things like that. So that's one thing that we really stressed, and you can see that, you know, we've gotten a lot better from last year, and now we just need to focus on something else that may have killed us in the last game, and then just keep stacking days and keep working, and then keep, you know, perfecting what we can do, and I think we'll be fine.
Transitioning out of football and actually, you know, back to the Radiothon and the Cleveland Browns Foundation, just talk about, you know, some of the experiences that you've enjoyed over your 3 years as a Cleveland Brown, and I know that I've seen your jersey, you know, out, you know, in some of the schools and the different functions that the foundation puts on. Just share some of what it means to not only be a Cleveland Brown, but to be out in the community and having these young kids or these different foundations really see the benefit of the Cleveland Browns Foundation.
See, like the Give 10 with the Browns, man, you know, it's crazy. It's definitely heartwarming to be a part of an organization like this. You know, when I was growing up, I never really had the chance to go and interact with some of my favorite football players, some of my favorite athletes. I never had a chance to really be around things like that. So just being in the league now, being a professional, it feels good to give back and be able to put a smile on the kid's face, be able to let a kid know, like, you know, your dreams become true. I was once in your shoes before, and just kind of just help a kid along the way, you know, become the best person he become. And it's definitely a good feeling to be able to just be hands-on in the community, not just having the community think that we just, you know, just a pro athlete, just making the best of our lives in football, but we want to show them that we give back to the community and
sure.
We're just like everyone else. And it just definitely feels good to be a part of something big like that.
Do you have one particular memory of something off the field with the Cleveland Browns that stands out to you? It's kind of that one moment that, you know, you were excited to be able to give back. So we see you on the board over there playing a little bit of golf, which maybe it was your foray onto the golf course. Look at that high five
that
right
high
there.
I believe that's when I hit a hole in one, I think so. No, but I remember when I had went to a school and we was talking about being on time and the importance of attendance coming to school every day. And as soon as I walked into the auditorium with all the kids, man, you could just see their faces just light up. And one of the kids, he wanted to come up there and do the nay-nay with me. So, like, that was pretty funny. I think everyone knows that I like to dance a lot. So,
yes.
Like, when I see a bunch of kids just out there having fun dancing.
Are you the best dancer on the team?
Yeah.
You don't want to toot your own horn,
yeah,
but toot, toot.
I don't want to toot my own horn, but I won a little bit of battles in the locker room when it
okay.
comes to dancing.
Who would you say, if you know we were setting this up, who would meet you in the finals if it was like an NCAA bracket? Who's getting there to face you in the finals of the dance off and coming
okay,
in second?
I got two people.
Okay.
And it's Joe Hayden.
Okay.
And Don Jones.
Don Jones?
Don Jones.
Under the radar.
He's under the radar. Don Jones got some moves, man.
He's a nice dresser as well. He's
yeah.
got his own.
Yeah, he's smooth.
He's got his own style, but yeah,
smooth.
Very smooth.
He's smooth with it.
Interesting.
Yeah, so
Don Jones.
Start paying attention.
So
to
the
Don
offense,
Jones
you're saying,
Jones.
Basically has nothing.
No. Yeah, the offense.
There's nobody on the offense.
I haven't seen too many people on offense dance.
I feel like Duke could dance a little bit.
Nah.
Probably not Crow. Maybe TP.
Big play Gare.
Big play Gare, no.
No.
You know what?
I bet Robert could dance.
Higgins.
Yes. Hollywood Higgins.
Can't be Hollywood.
If you
can't
dance.
You know?
Absolutely. So. I think that's very, very fair. Yeah. All right, folks. Call up right now, 440-824-3401. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com. You have an opportunity to go to see batting practice, lower box tickets, the White Sox and the Indians, September the 23rd. You'll be joined by Christian Kirksey and DeMario Davis, and you'll also get a Jason Kipnis autographed jersey and a Corey Kluber autographed baseball. Now, every time we talk to you about DeMario Davis, your face lights up. You guys obviously have a very special relationship. He seems very serious, very all business, but I can tell from when you think about him, that is not the only facet of DeMario Davis. So give us one good DeMario Davis story.
All right, so let me see. What's a good DeMario Davis story? Oh, okay, so I don't know if y'all seen the celebration after the sack, but we did like a little dance routine, but he has showed me a video of this dance that he wanted to do, like a particular dance he wanted to do, and when he was doing it, I could just tell that he really don't know the moves yet. But like everybody thinks DeMario like this serious guy.
Yeah.
But like really when you get to know him, like he has a sense of humor, he's goofy, he's always joking around. Like I'll just be at home, it'll be like 9 o'clock and he'll send me a random text message, it's just something just funny, just off the wall. And like he's just goofy.
Yeah.
But when it comes to football, I can see like he's real serious and he's about his business. But when you go to the personal side of him, you know, man, he's a good guy, man.
Good
he's
guy.
A funny guy.
Well, good. Yeah. So people are going to have a lot of fun with you, too, you're saying,
at
the Indians game. A lot of laughter.
Watch his dance moves, too. He's coming along.
All right. Christian, thank you so much. Best of luck Sunday against the Baltimore Ravens. And thanks for participating in the Cleveland Browns Foundation Radiothon.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
All right. Browns linebacker Chris Kirksey up next. Browns rookie Emmanuel Ogba coming into the studio right now as he makes his way in. Oh, a little homage paid there, right there. Look at those. Those shorts are like Zubaz shorts.
They are.
That's the new school Zubaz. Those are some KDs. Mr. Ogba, how you doing?
Doing good. How are you doing?
We're doing very well. So what was it like, your first taste of real NFL action?
I'm not going to lie. It felt good. It felt good being out there just balling with my brothers. But we had a great time out there, even though we didn't come out with the win. But we played a pretty good game. We just got to improve on that, so.
if there was one thing that you learned about the game, or one thing that maybe shocked you just a little bit about, you know, the speed of the game or the physicality of the game, what was it that stood out to you? Or is it something that you kind of like, you kind of got your feet wet and you're like, oh, yeah, I can hang at this level?
Definitely playing in preseason actually helped me out a lot because I was accustomed to how to play. But, you know, it's the regular season, so it was more intense and more speed to the game. But I was just glad I was out there. I was able to do my thing out there, so that was what I was happy with. So,
what's it been like to be out there with another rookie, Carl Nass, of you two kind of being on the ends, wreaking some havoc, knocking passes down? You know, you're a little bit more quiet, I would say, as you go about the game than Mr. Nass. But what's it like to kind of have another guy in the same boat as you, and you guys are doing this together?
Oh, yeah, Carl's a great guy. You know, he pushed me, I pushed him. And, you know, he's the hype man of the team. You know, right before a game, he's out there yelling, you know, getting everybody hyped. But yeah, he's a great competitor. You know, if he does a play, I have to do a play. You know, so we just get each other better. So.
And along those same lines, you know, all 14 rookies that were drafted in your class, you know, make this football team in some capacity. Is there a type of camaraderie that you guys have, knowing that you're going to be looked at collectively as the 2016 draft class here, that you guys take a lot of pride in your performance each and every Sunday and the impact that you guys can make as a whole?
Oh, definitely. You know, we came in for a reason. You know, we're all drafted for a reason to come in here and help change this program. That's our main goal right now.
Let me ask you a question. Did you in your college days, perhaps not as a professional, obviously, play any beer pong at Oklahoma State?
Beer pong? Yeah, I did a few beer pong.
All right, well, one of the items out there is an opportunity to take me on. I fancy myself a good beer pong player, and that's one of the things that can be bid on at clevelandbrowns.com. So I just thought I'd throw that in. Were you good?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I was a pretty good player.
All right, well, maybe we'll have to set up like an off-season game if somebody comes and proves themselves.
Or some Gatorade pong we can do it right out here or something.
It is a game of skill.
And save the beer for the off-season.
I think the shooting is the skill of the game.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yes, and it's a fine game. You can bid on that, by the way, clevelandbrowns.com. Beer pong with me. You can bring seven of your friends. We're going to set up a tournament, brackets and everything. Buffalo Wild Wings, they're going to provide all the food and everything. It's called pong. But you know what kind of pong we're talking about, folks. We're adults here. We can handle it. Emmanuel, second game is going to be the home opener. What do you think it's going to be like to be out in front of the dog pound in a real game against the Baltimore Ravens?
Oh, yeah, this for all the Marbles. You know, this really counts. You know, just like last game, you know, this game is a big deal. You know, we just got to go out there, do our thing, and bring that home win for this crowd. You know, dog pound, they love us till death, so we want to give something back to them.
Absolutely. Now, I do have to ask you, you're on the defensive side of the ball. We had Christian Kirksey in here. He is the self-proclaimed best dancer on the team. Has he earned that title that he's bestowed upon himself? I will say he also acknowledged Joe Hayden.
Yeah.
He acknowledged Don Jones and Hollywood Higgins. Were you left out of that erroneously?
No, I think he did a good job leaving me out. I mean, I wouldn't say I'm a bad dancer, but I'm okay. But,
okay.
I feel like Don Jones is more of a singer to me, not really a dancer.
A crooner, Don Jones.
Yeah, and okay. And Rashad is a dancer. I'll say it's Rashad and Kirksey. Those are two competing.
Those are the two best. All right, so Christian, he was not off in his assessment. We'll give him credit for that. What would you say now after playing a regular season game, compare a regular season NFL game, a preseason NFL game, and a big-time Big 12 college football game?
Oh, that's a hard one.
Your heart is still in the Big 12, I can
and
tell.
And please tell me preseason's at the bottom of that. And it's okay to say it, I think. That's okay to say it.
Oh, yeah, definitely preseason is at the bottom of that list. But, you know, when you have, like, a championship game in the Big 12, you know, that's for all the Marbles. You know, everybody's counting on you to win that game. And I'll say that comes into a little bit to a regular season because this is business, you know.
Yeah.
You know, we have grown men out there. You're playing against grown men, you know, trying to be the best you could be. But I'll say –
Oklahoma State.
Yeah, that's a big one. That's a real rivalry right there. You know.
Oh yes.
Anything happens, you know, it's bedlam, crazy stuff.
One of my good family friends is an Oklahoma State booster. Yes, that is a very big game. There are familial fights about games like that.
Definitely, but I'll say a regular season game is also a good start in my career. But I'll say nothing like the Big 12 and championship game. I'll say that was it.
Well, now we got to get you to a playoff game in the NFL, and then you'll
But even still, wait till the Thursday night game on the road against Baltimore. Okay. There's no better feeling to know that there's no other game but yours on that night. So Monday Night Football and Sunday Night Football, you guys have the Thursday nighter against Baltimore when everybody's watching your football game. It's an amazing feeling.
Yeah, I can't wait to experience that, you know.
I do want to ask you this because I was on the sideline, you know, doing the radio stuff for that game, and I thought the pregame with the big flag and all the servicemen and the police, and then you had the flyover. Mm-hmm. It was a pretty intense moment, I thought. For you, was that something that – was that pretty intense where you're like, oh, this is like, man, and now we're about to – my NFL career is about to start?
Oh, yeah, it was very intense because, you know, I saw the flyer just fly over the stadium, and also I held a flag too.
Oh, so. You did that. That's cool. I saw some guys were doing that. That's awesome.
Yeah, so that was pretty a big deal for me, and I loved every moment of it, so –
So one of the things with this Radiothon, it's the support is going to education and youth here in Northeast Ohio. And I know you're early in it, but you're wearing the Give 10 shirt. Have you got an opportunity to start to get involved in the community here, and has that been a rewarding experience for you?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, seeing the smiling kid's face, you know, as a kid, I didn't really have that, have athletes come to my school. You know, having to see the smiling kid's face, you know, they're just encouraged, you know, they're happy for us to be there, you know, just puts a smile on their face and gets them pumped for football season.
All right, Emmanuel, we certainly thank you for being with us. Excited to see you get your first sack. I think it's coming this week against Joe Flacco. He's going to be feeling wacko after you get a hold of him. And we appreciate the time and the support of the Foundation Radiothon, and best of luck to you this Sunday.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right, Browns rookie defensive end slash outside linebacker Emmanuel Ogbo with us here. And you are listening to the 2016 Cleveland Browns Foundation Radiothon. Log on to clevelandbrowns.com or the mobile app for your opportunity to bid on once-in-a-lifetime items to help support education and youth development in Northeast Ohio. Some of the things you can bid on: a Chalk Talk with head coach Hugh Jackson, lunch with Paul D. Podesta, a Super Bowl experience, be the Cleveland Browns kickoff kid. You can be on the team charter to Miami. And then this one, that I think, I don't know if it has my name, it might have our guy Nick Beasley's name on it, a WWE experience with Big Play Gary Barnage. Winner and one guest will receive the opportunity to attend SmackDown on September the 27th at the Q with Gary Barnage. Enjoy dinner downtown with Big Play Gary prior to the event and sit with him during the show. And then, of course, there's what we like to call the creme de la creme, the top of the mountain. Beer pong with me. All you guys, when we had that one show that was all about beer pong, you remember this, Matt Wilhelm, everybody was running their mouth how they were going to whoop me this, that. Well, now it's time to prove it.
Not and you only, benefit the foundation.
And you benefit the foundation. You help the kids. It reminds me of that commercial back in the day. Remember with George Mirus on?
Yes.
Score one for the kids. If you think you can score one for the kids, prove it. Don't sing it. Bring it. Go to clevelandbrowns.com right now. Pong with Zagura. Bring it on. Get your team. We'll have a bracket. Me and Dr. Peter Aziz are going to smoke you. It's a fact. If you don't think it's a fact, prove it. Bid. Let's go. All right, back with more Cleveland Browns Foundation Radiothon right after this.
You're listening to the annual Cleveland Browns Radiothon benefiting the Cleveland Browns Foundation.
Welcome back to the Cleveland Browns Foundation Radiothon 2016 edition. Again, you can log on to clevelandbrowns.com or the mobile app for your opportunity to bid on once-in-a-lifetime items to help support education and youth development in Northeast Ohio. Josh McCown not only will match the donations up to $13,000 on his item, the opportunity to play catch and learn how to be a pro with the Browns quarterback, but anybody who just comes in and makes a general pledge, which you can do at clevelandbrowns.com. And we've told you about some of the neat opportunities, but now let's hear a little bit about how the money that you donate today to the Cleveland Browns Foundation actually helps this community. And joining us now is Emily Stupica, the school psychologist and kindergarten club coordinator. And Emily, how has the Cleveland Browns Foundation helped to support the Cuyahoga County Public Library and the Kindergarten Club?
It's been awesome. This is our third year of the program, and we've had about 100 families each year at five different branches of the Cuyahoga County Library. It's a program especially for the families of children who are going to kindergarten but who have not had the opportunity to have a preschool, daycare, or Head Start classroom experience. So we work with the children, any extended family members that are part of those children's lives, and we do education. There's a parent component, a child component, and a family component to the program.
And so it's basically helping people get the start they need before they enter into school.
Yes, yeah, it runs March through November. So we work on kindergarten readiness skills through August. We also support the families through the transition. It's a big change for kids who haven't been in school to then go to school full day. So we keep the program going till November and have awesome results.
And when was the program created, and essentially who was the brainchild for the program itself?
I think it it came as a result of just the ideas and research that family engagement is critical for children before and all throughout their education, but especially at the beginning when they're establishing that important foundation for the joy of learning. There's a lot of research that early intervention is key, and that family engagement and involvement predicts success of later learning.
And how important is having the donations and the funding from the Cleveland Browns Foundation to this program?
Very important. We need it to serve the 100 families that we have now, and I actually have more people on the wings that wish they could be a part of it that aren't, because we can do 20 families per site, and that's quite a lot of people when you get everybody together.
And what services and or like products do you actually like provide within the Kindergarten Club?
Okay, so in terms of services, the children work with a teacher and a librarian. They have a story time and kind of like mini preschool learning center opportunities. During that time, I work with caregivers, families. It might be older siblings, moms, dads, aunts, uncles, grandmas, any caregivers, to talk about ideas to support learning throughout the month with the children. So that's really the foundation. The families are carrying out all of the ideas and activities on a day-to-day basis at home. We try to get across the point that learning is everywhere. You can make every single experience you have with a child a meaningful learning experience, and when people get that, changes their life. Also, we give books and school supplies, and one mom, Latoya, Makia's mom, told me reading is key. She has an older daughter who really struggled, didn't go through the program. Her younger daughter is excelling in reading, and she really didn't know how important reading was until she went through the program.
What would you say makes this program so unique?
I think it's really the family involvement. There's lots of programs for preschool kids. There's not that many that really embrace the whole family and use the family as a vehicle for growth. And we really try to support them in every way, you know, socially, emotionally, educationally. It really goes beyond just the time they're with us.
As a school psychologist in your other job, in addition to coordinating the Kindergarten Club, do you think that a program like this can empower these kids and you see their confidence grow when they are then and able to focus on learning as opposed to worrying
Absolutely.
About other things?
Absolutely. That's why I do it. I'm all about prevention. We, as a school psychologist, we deal with so many issues and problems that kids have. I like to be on the other side of the coin. I like to be doing something proactive and working through the families before a problem develops, or if there are concerns, helping them access resources.
And just talk about the appreciation and the reception of a program like this to the families, and I know even a little bit later we're going to hear from Rachel and Brittany as well.
And this is our third year. In all 3 years, when the parents were surveyed at the end, would they recommend the program to a friend or a family member? 100% said yes.
Wow.
We asked them how much they thought Kindergarten Club made a difference in their child's transition to kindergarten and their transition. And on a rating scale of 1 to 10, the average rating was 9.25, which is super high.
Yes.
And our attendance is awesome. People love it. They want this opportunity. We have 74% of our 100 families who have either perfect attendance since March or have only missed one session. Sometimes our problem is our room is not big enough for everybody.
Sure. Wow. And it's not just reading, math, social studies, science, et cetera. What's kind of been maybe the neatest thing for you to see somebody's kind of, you know, when the light bulb goes off and they now understand or comprehend something that they didn't even know about?
I think that's it. The comments that they make, like one grandma, Ariel's grandma at Warrensville, said to me one day, I mean, she just looked at me. It's usually like the second or third month in. And she said, one thing that I learned is learning is everywhere. And then I see them as they exit the library. I saw another grandma, Betty, walk out with her little guy, AJ. And she's going, you know, we're stepping on the rectangle, and that opens the automatic door. And this says exit, E-X-I-T. That's what I want them to do all day long, every day.
Sure.
Is, you know, because that's how the kids, they're sponges, they soak that up.
Very cool. Well, Emily, we certainly thank you for being with us here today. Emily Stupica, school psychologist and kindergarten club coordinator. This is just one of the many programs that supporting the Cleveland Browns Foundation can help to support. And you've grown already, as you said. Now you're at 6 branches of the Cuyahoga County Public Libraries and growing, and the demand is there. And the more resources you get, the more families that you can serve here in Northeast Ohio.
Yes.
All right. Well, Emily, thank you so much for being with us. We certainly appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. And you listening, you know you are listening to 2016 Cleveland Browns Foundation Radiothon. You can bid at 440-824-3401, or you can visit clevelandbrowns.com as well to make your bids there. Some of the items, and one that's coming up and ending at about 2:30, which sounds to me like a phenomenal time. You can be on the team charter to Miami, but that's not all. You get 2 tickets to the Browns against the Dolphins on September the 25th. You get air transport to and from on the team charter, which is an unbelievable experience if you've never gotten to do it. And I didn't really know how cool it was until I got to take this job, and I think it is one of the best parts about the whole gig. You get 1 night of the hotel in the team hotel. The package also includes the opportunity, and this is what I'm talking about, to join the Browns staff and partners on a yacht cruise. You can enjoy dinner while cruising Biscayne Bay with the sights of the Miami skyline in the background. Bus transportation to and from is included. Now, guests interested in the yacht cruise.
Is this for anybody, Nathan?
They must be 21 or older, which is how you know it is going to be a very, very good time. So this is going to be one of those experiences you just can't get anywhere else. And right now, this is live bidding. It is going to end at 2:30. So what you need to do is this. Call us 440-824-3401 or visit us at clevelandbrowns.com. Now, you know you did it when you were a player. I've done it as just kind of, I would say, an extra. But traveling on a team plane, very cool. To travel on a team plane and then to get to go out on a yacht. This is not a boat. This is a yacht.
Yes.
In Miami. Have you seen the show Ballers? This is what we're talking about.
Yeah, and what's cool about it, and this coincides with kind of the inside opportunity to be coached by Josh McCown and to see what goes into a work day for a professional athlete. And now this is what goes into traveling on a business trip, you know, with the entire, you know, Cleveland Browns team. And that means, you know, stop traffic while you're in the buses on your way to the
sure.
airport. You know, you get to the airport, you walk on, you get the free food, you get all the amenities. And if you're truly a Browns fan, you're able to, like, see what everybody – and I'm sure just the same way that Ken Carmen's enamored with what you're wearing on game day, I'm sure you, as an quote-unquote extra, love to see what these players are wearing on the plane, you know, their demeanor on the plane, and then obviously, you know, on their way into the hotels, the meetings, and so on and so forth. It's just a really, really cool trip.
By the way, you get Chick-fil-A. All you can eat Chick-fil-A when you get on the team plane. Spicy chicken sandwich, you want it, you got it. Now, and of course, the cruise. Let's bring in the vice president of the Cleveland Browns Foundation right now, Miss Renee Harvey. Renee, the foundation off and running. So cool to get to hear about the kindergarten club and some of the great things that are going on as a result of the generosity of people. How are things going so far? And obviously, you know, I don't think we can say enough about this team charter in Miami and, of course, the cruise afterwards.
We're off to a great start. We're so appreciative of everyone who's contributed this far. And we have a ton of items, as you know, available online, a wide variety of items that hopefully everyone can find something that's of interest to them. A lot of our partners on so far today in terms of Kindergarten Club, Sparkle Effect, and even Walton School, the work we do with United Way.
So I just got a tweet. Somebody wants to know if you're going to be on this cruise.
I do get to join as a chaperone.
Well, I think that's going to
a chaperone.
No. We're going to let our hair down here. It is the Cleveland Browns Foundation Radiothon. Again, you can call 440-824-3401. Only a half hour left to bid on the opportunity to take the team plane to Miami, go to the game, and then this epic cruise. I was saying earlier, Renee, people are very familiar with the show Ballers, shot in Miami. I think when you say yacht and you say cruise and you say Miami, I think Ballers. That's what people get to do, fly on the team plane and all of that. It's going to be epic. It's going to be glorious. And beer pong with me. Don't sing it, bring it. Let's go. We'll be back. Hour number 2, Cleveland Browns Foundation Radiothon, right after